Chinese National Health Commission says the number of coronavirus cases has risen to 830 and that at least 26 people have died. In an attempt to stem the spread of the virus, China has cut off nearly a dozen cities in Hubei province, with a total population of more than 36 million. The infection has hit several countries, including Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Taiwan, and the United States. In Wuhan, thought to be the center of the crisis, authorities have banned planes and trains from leaving the city. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has so far chosen not to declare the coronavirus situation a global emergency threat. Dr. Didier Hussini is with the WHO's Emergency Committee.
For the moment, WHO does not recommend any broader restrictions on travel or trade. We recommend exit screening at a set of containment measures. All countries should have in place measures to detect cases of coronavirus, including at health.
Now, as a set of the Infectious Diseases Department at the Providence, Rhode Island Regional Medical Center Everett, the first U.S. hospital to treat an American coronavirus patient.
The primary risk factor is travel from China or exposure to someone who's close exposure to someone who's traveled from China.
The Centers for Disease Control now says that a second U.S. case has been detected in Chicago. It involves a woman in her 60s who visited China. And the CDC says that 50 people are under investigation for the virus in nearly two dozen states. President Trump will claim a first today. He becomes the first U.S. president to speak in person to a National March for Life rally as he addresses thousands of anti-abortion demonstrators at the National Mall here in Washington. From Washington, this is VOA News. An hour from now, the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump will resume in the Senate, with the Democrats